Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Trucks at Harvard University driving around with faces and names of students who had signed on to pro-Palestinian statements. Corporations saying things like, give us the names of students who have spoken out and we won't hire them.
Corey Saylor with the Council on American Islamic Relations says common anti-Muslim tropes are showing up again. Kerr says President Joe Biden's questioning of Palestinian casualty numbers and law enforcement's warnings about possible Islamic terrorist attacks echo stereotypes of violent and dishonest Arabs. The group says a ceasefire would cool anti-Jewish and anti-Muslim tensions here. The White House is developing a first national strategy on Islamophobia, as polls show Biden's support among Arab Americans has plummeted. In response to heckling from a rabbi calling for a ceasefire, Biden Wednesday restated his support for the two-state solution and a humanitarian pause. A House plan for Israeli aid is hitting resistance. Without funds for Ukraine, it's a non-starter in the Senate, and Biden has promised to veto it. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox News any Israel aid must stand alone, and he's calling for cuts to the IRS to pay for it.
I think if you put this to the American people and they weigh the two needs, I think they're going to say standing with Israel and protecting the innocent over there is in our national interest and is a more immediate need than IRS agents.
The Congressional Budget Office reports those cuts could cost billions in lost tax revenue, adding $25 billion to the deficit over a decade. Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado says he won't seek re-election. Buck tells MSNBC he's disappointed in his party's continued election denialism and support for January 6th rioters.
If we're going to solve difficult problems, we've got to deal with some very unpleasant truths or lies and make sure that we project to the public what the truth is.
Buck was one of just two House Freedom Caucus members who voted to certify Biden's 2020 win. Republican House Appropriations Chair Kay Granger of Texas also just announced she won't run again. Former President Donald Trump is asking a Michigan court to stop a lawsuit that would block him from the ballot. Suits in three states point to the Civil War-era 14th Amendment as barring insurrectionists from office. Trump says Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson lacks the authority to enforce the amendment, but Benson says that's up to the Supreme Court.
There's a lot of evidence in the public record and in several indictments to suggest interference with the effort to overturn the will of the people.
Public school teachers and staff in Portland, Oregon are on strike for the first time in the city's history. They say students are struggling with large class sizes and limited mental health resources. Angela Bonilla with the Portland Association of Teachers also cites low pay.
It does not help retain quality educators and diverse educators when they can't afford to live in the city.
The district's new teacher-based salary starts at $50,000, lending many to quit in the first 5 years. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.